Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kehilim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud and Aleph. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Masechas Esbas Rachol, Shishi B'Zecher Avin Yosef Gagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one where we spoke about the Amma, which has six Tfachim. Now Rameir says, Kol Amos Hayu Bein Yos, all the Amos in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning when they were building things in the Beis HaMikdash, not only Beis HaMikdash itself, the structure, but also the Kehilim, they're all average size Amos, which is the six Tfach Amma. Chot Mizbech HaZov, VaKaren, VaSoyve, VaYisoyd, except for the golden Mizbech, that's also known as Mizbech HaKtayres, also the Karen. These are the four horns that protruded from the Mizbech and the Chayshes, the main large Mizbech the Karbanos were burned on. The Soiv was the walkway that went around the middle of the Mizbech, and the Yisoid is the base of the main Mizbech. All of these were five Tefach Amas. And Rabbi Hudaimer, he says that no, Amas HaBinyan, Shisha Tefachim, that in regards to building the base of Mikdash, the structure, those were six Tefach Amas, whereas Rishal Kalim, Chamisha, all Kalim were built with five Tefach Amas. Continuing the theme of different Shirim, remember in earlier Mishnayos, we listed many different Shirim that were just the average, the Baininess, but now we have different ones, the Yesha Amru, those that they said, Daka, that we use the small measurement. For example, Midas Halach VaYavesh, all liquid and dry measurements in the Beis HaMikdash, such as Hin, Chatzia Hin, Yisaroin, Half an Yisaroin, these are all the small measurement, namely Shirin Beitalki, it was based off an Italian measurement, and Zu Midbaris, that's the Midbaris one. What does that mean? So all these measurements that we mentioned, Hin, Yisaroin, and other ones as well, there's actually three different sizes of the same name of measurement. They're called Midbaris, which is the original measurement from Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. Then there's a Yushalmus, which is a little bit larger, and Sipiris, which is even larger than that. Imagine you say the measurement of a cup, and if you're in one area, a cup means, let's say, 150 milliliters, in a different area, it means 180, and in a third area, it means 200. It's the same name, it's a cup, but in different areas, or over here, when we're talking about Midbaris, Yushalmus, and Sipiris, that's different time periods, the same name of the measurement had different sizes. So these Midas Lach and Yavesh, liquid and dry, that's the Midbaris measurement, which is the smallest one. Now, Yesh Amru, there are other Shirim that they said, Hakol Fi Mashu Adam, that it has to do with what the person is. For example, Hakam Tzitzis HaMincha, when a kohen takes a kaimetz, which is the hand scoop out of a mincha, that's based off of his hand, v'chavis ha'ktayres. And when the kohen gadol takes a double scoop out of the ktayres, that's his hand's worth. And v'ashayis ha'kmoim l'kav yom kippurim, if a person drinks a cheekful of liquid on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv, that has to do with his cheekful. And k'mas n'shteit su'iz la'eruv, when a person wants to make an eruv, they're extending their tchum, they want to be able to walk further than the standard 2,000 amas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so they have to place two sudais worth of bread down, that's based off of two sudais that he's going to eat. Now we further discussed this last year, Mizoni l'chol avoloi l'shabbos. This has to do with the man he's going to eat during the week, but not on Shabbos. To Rav Meir's opinion, that's because Rav Meir holds that on Shabbos a person eats more. The foods are delicious, they're tasty, Shabbos-dick foods, and so he eats much more than he does during the week. For the shear of an eruv is based off of how much he eats during the week. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, where he says it's the other way around, l'shabbos avoloi l'chol, it's how much he eats on Shabbos and not during the week. That's because on Shabbos, since there's three sudais, a person eats less in every suda. And elu ve'elu mischam l'hakel, both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are being makel. It's just they argue which suda a person eats less at during the week or on Shabbos, but again, both of them are being makel. Now, Rabbi Shimon, he says not like that. There's a standard amount for how much bread has to be placed down for an eruv. Mishtei yadois lekikar, mishalosh lekav. Shtei yadois means two portions or two thirds of a kikar of a loaf of bread. And how big is that loaf of bread? That's when three loaves of bread are made out of a kav of flour. So it's two thirds out of one of those loaves of bread, which when being measured in beitzim and eggs, that's a total of 5 1/3 eggs. However, Rabbi Shimon Breitheimer, he argues it's a little bit larger. Mikika repundion, when a loaf of bread is purchased for a pundion, which is a certain amount of money, and that's me'ar basayin basela, when 4 saw of flour is purchased for a sela, so when a loaf of one of those breads is sold for a pundion, that's the shear of how much 2 sudais is, and that's 6 eggs, not the previously mentioned 5 1/3 eggs. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Beis Yud Gimel, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.